Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone, and happy, not only happy Thursday, but happy Thanksgiving for all of you who are here local or whose traditions are to celebrate today. On behalf of Healing House Radio, myself and producer Kina, I want to wish everyone the most amazing, wonderful, healing, and blessed possible day. And for those of you who are heading out late tonight and heading out to the stores to enjoy Black Friday, I wish you luck. I will not be one of them. Good luck with your mission. So this is Dr. Eileen, and for those of you who are in the L.A. area and would like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And for those of you everywhere else, including here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. Also, taking a break from her Thanksgiving festivities, we've got producer Kina, who is manning the chat room. So if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, you can type them in there, and she will. If it's a question, she'll make sure that it gets to me. Otherwise, log in and just tell her happy Thanksgiving. She does a lot of really good hard work. And I, quite honestly, if I'm looking at the list of all the things that I am thankful for, she is really, really, really right up there in that top group. When we talk about the idea of gratitude, when we think about it, there's always those people who are in our lives who are that backup person. And they're that person who just always seems to be able to be on the other side of the phone to help us with our burdens, or sometimes just to be that person to vent to. And when we think about Thanksgiving, the other side of that coin, which is why I called this episode Thanks Receiving. A lot of people, make a major thing, and it is an important thing, and I'm not saying it's not, about being grateful is an amazing, wonderful thing, about giving thanks. And it's also important to receive thanks. It's also important to understand that it really is okay to feel good about someone acknowledging you. Sometimes it's really hard to receive a compliment. In fact, I would guess that a lot of people have an easier time receiving actually a criticism than they do an honest, heartfelt compliment or expression of gratitude. Sometimes it makes us feel a little bit uncomfortable. People don't know what to say. When you look at somebody and go, wow, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for everything you helped me with. Thank you for being you. Thank you for that gesture. It was really wonderful, and I truly love you for it. And sometimes, and it really is a little bit sad that to hear that can actually sometimes make us feel uncomfortable. That maybe we get so used to hearing a criticism. And, it's like those constructive criticisms. It's like, well, I'm just telling you this to help you out, which is all well and good. But you know what? Being told thank you should never, ever, ever be something that makes us uncomfortable. There should be nothing but healing in that. And I was just kind of thinking about that, and that's why I figured that could be something that we talk about today. when we look at all those moments in our lives that we do give, the moments that we put ourselves out, that, you know, we take the time or take the trouble or inconvenience ourselves to be there for someone just because it's the right thing to do. And, yeah, it is the right thing to do. And there's nothing wrong with appreciating a thank you, appreciating our efforts being acknowledged. When I was little, I remember that on Thanksgiving Day, every Thanksgiving, we woke up to the smell of turkey cooking. Now, in our family, it was one of those things where, one, there was always going to be a bunch of people, and two, we normally ate dinner at 1 o'clock. That was our time. We did that. Now, in order to have everything done, my mother would be up before the sun, and she'd be in there, you know, cooking and doing and all these things. And we would get up and we'd go and we'd watch the Macy's parade and we'd just, you know, enjoy the scents and sounds of that wonderful day. And then when everything was ready, 1 o'clock would roll around and we would go and we would eat. My mother would be bringing all these amazing foods out. And it was just, it was the ultimate expression, the ultimate experience of home. And then, you know, after the dinner, the dishes would magically disappear and, you know, we'd carry them into the kitchen, but pretty much that was where our involvement with it ended. And we'd go out and lay bloated in our turkey coma and, you know, just sit around and my dad would talk about things. And year after year after year, I always had those memories. And it always started with waking up to the scent of a turkey cooking. And as I grew older and became a wife and then a mother, I always thought that that tradition was so tremendously important. So I started doing that. And I started being up before the sun and cooking the turkey and all of that stuff, and we would eat at one. And then I noticed something. I mean, you know, it was wonderful to be able to be up and be a part of that. But you get to the end of the evening, and it's like, wow, not a lot of thank yous or not a lot of acknowledgments. And then I thought about how many years my mother, I mean, you know, you, hey, great turkey, yay, great meal, yay, Mom. But to really acknowledge what she did. And the fact that it wasn't, I mean, that wasn't the only day that she cooked for us. That wasn't the only day, you know, and I grew up as a part of the generation where it was pretty much, it was three meals a day that was being made and prepared and we were taken care of and the laundry was always done and all of this other stuff. And it wasn't until when I was much older and my mother, you know, she was getting up there and she had become ill, and I invited her over to my house, and it's like, well, Mom, I want you to come over to my house for Thanksgiving. And we lived fairly close by, and my niece and nephew, who were the children of my late sister, my mom was taking care of them, so they all came over. We were staying at that time, we were living over at my ex-mother-in-law's house. And so my mom came over, and the first thing is like, okay, well, what can I make? It's like, nothing, Mom. Well, do you want me to make those rolls, which my mother made, the most amazing Parker House rolls? So, you know, I said, no, Mom, I don't want you to cook anything. I just want you to come over. So she came over, and she was sitting, and it was almost like she was fidgety. Well, can I help with that? No, Mom, it's okay. But, you know, she was in the kitchen, and, you know, we were drinking coffee, and we were talking, and dinner was ended, and she started to get, it's like, no, Mom, I've got that. And so I picked all the dishes up, and I took them and washed them. And, you know, then I brought her another cup of coffee, and we had the pies set out. And she just sat there, and she said, this is really nice. And she looked at me, and she said, thank you so much for this. And I knew it had been a long time since she got the entire Thanksgiving off. And in receiving that thanks, it hit me. And I told her, I said, Mom, I'm sorry for all those years that you were like this invisible elf that just kind of worked in the background. And it wasn't just Thanksgiving. I said, you always made sure that we were okay. You always made sure that we were taken care of, that if we needed something, it was going to be there. And I told her that I really didn't feel that I had thanked her sufficiently for that. And she looked at me and smiled, and, you know, we were both a little bit teary, but, you know, neither one of us likes the whole, you know, emotional crying thing. So we just kind of, you know, wiped our eyes and commented on, you know, what a good pie, you know, the store made and how relaxing it was and the kids were quiet. And we were just there present with each other. And I felt that maybe in some small way she was finally able to receive the thanks that I really wanted to give her. Some of you may have somebody in there now making sure everything's ready, making sure it's cooked. When you go in and offer help, they say, well, you know, don't worry about it. I got it under control. Make sure you give a really good thank you. Make sure that it's looking them right in the eye and it's speaking from your heart. Because, you know, we don't always get that opportunity. And when I became the mom, and it wasn't just about Thanksgiving, it was about every day working to make sure that things were okay. And I'm not saying that the dads don't do that too. I mean, you know, dads, you guys work really, really hard. And in the same way that sometimes the mom has to be both the mom and the dad, sometimes the dad has to be both the dad and the mom. No matter who that person is, it's important to acknowledge. And you know what? If you're that person, if you're the one making sure that Thanksgiving happens and that the holidays happen, and you're the one out shopping and buying the presents and making sure they're wrapped and doing all those things that are those little background things, you deserve to be thanked. Please let your loved ones thank you. It's important. I always say balance in all things, light and shadow, happiness and sadness. And when we give gratitude for something, always think of the things that we should be thanked for. There is nothing wrong at all with being thanked. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be thanked. You spend all day in the kitchen preparing a wonderful meal, or you get up early and drive the kid around so that they can complete their paper route, or you stay up late to help a child finish up a science fair project, or make the 4 dozen cookies that they forgot to mention that they needed for class the next day. That deserves thanks. And you should ask for that. Teach our kids to make sure that they understand that no matter how big or how small, a thank you is important. And when you go out of your way to help someone, when you go out of your, you know, comfort zone, because sometimes when, you know, we're taking care of people, we have to leave our comfort zone. We have to step up in a big way. That needs to be acknowledged. And if you really go, you know, out of your way to help someone, don't say they don't need to thank you. Because you're also, not only are you denying yourself the opportunity to be thanked, you're denying them the opportunity to express gratitude. Let them do it. If somebody looks at you and gives you an honest, genuine compliment, Don't find a reason to devalue it. Accept it. You can just accept it with a smile and say, you're welcome. Don't say it was nothing, because it was something. It was something to them. Sometimes when life gets really, really busy, it gets hard to remember that. Not only is it hard to remember to say thank you for every little thing, it's even harder to remember that when you do something, you deserve thanks. It's a part of that balancing act. When we express either gratitude or appreciation for acknowledgement, one, it brings us together in such a wonderful way. Like I said, there's stuff that we do every single day, and it may not seem like a big deal to us, but I tell you what, it's a big deal to somebody. You should be thanked. For all of you who are out there working every single day, you should be thanked. You should be acknowledged. If you're a member of, you know, the police force or the fire department or the military, and somebody comes up and says, thank you for your service. Thank you for protecting our community. Thank you for being one of the people to override the human instinct that when something bad is going on, to run away. Thank you for being one of the people who runs towards a problem because you're going to help somebody. If somebody comes up and tells you that, accept it because you earned it. If one of your children comes up and says, wow, thanks, Mom, or I really appreciate you, you deserve it. If someone says, wow, thank you for, you know, for giving me the ride to the airport, or thank you for coming over and helping me move, or thank you for answering the phone at a time when I really needed somebody to listen. Accept it because you deserve it. There's a lot of people who might say that, you know, it's like, well, if people are having a problem receiving a thank you, it's because somehow they don't feel worthy of it. It's like, okay, maybe that's true in some cases. I don't think anything applies to everybody, but I do believe that everything can apply to somebody. And, you know, whether or not you feel that your actions are worthy of thanks, that's between you and that conversation you have in your head. If somebody else is telling you thank you, and I mean one of those genuine, like I said, looking you straight in the eye. This, you know, I'm not talking about the just, you know, the what I call a drive-by thank you. That kind of roaming past, hey, thanks a lot, and then, you know, you keep on going. What I'm talking about is that I am going to stop what I'm doing. You are going to stop what you're doing. The two of us are going to look each other in the eye, and I'm going to acknowledge you. That is a thank you. That's not just thanks. That says, you know what? Your actions mattered to me, and they were important to me. So somewhere between the turkey and the stuffing and the turkey coma, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to really thank someone. And, you know, in many households, there's a tradition where you're sitting around the table and you are saying, you know, it's like, well, this is what I'm grateful for, and this is what I'm grateful for, and you know, and each person. You know, I think a very cool tradition, now if you have a whole bunch of people, is, you know, that might be a little bit tricky because the food's going to get cold. But what about everybody saying something that they're thankful for about each person at the table? that each person gets to hear from everybody there why they are thankful for them. Would that not be cool? If you were sitting with your family and friends and each one at a time, said, you know what? This is why I'm thankful for you. And that kind of just open receiving love, I think that would be a pretty cool thing. Like I said, you don't want dinner to get cold. But wouldn't that be great to hear that? And for some, that might be uncomfortable. Hey, go with immersion, you know, practices. Basically, if you're in it long enough, you get desensitized and it doesn't bother you as much. So as you go through, you know, this time, this long weekend, if you're not out Black Friday shopping, you know, or maybe, you know, you're thankful to a cashier who looks like, you know, she's been standing there all day getting deluged by retail customers and went out of her way to, you know, make sure that the price was correct, or you noticed that there was a little flaw on it and said she could go get you another one. Or the stock guys who, you know, made sure that they were able to bring everything out over and over and over again. So there's a lot of opportunities to give thanks. Make sure you're taking also enough opportunities to receive it. And you know what? One of the best things that we can teach our young people is to say thank you. And the best way they can practice that is making a habit of thanking those in their family, thanking the people around them. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. There's nothing bad about it. You're not being ego-driven. You're not being selfish. You're not being childish. You're not demanding attention. You know, it's sort of like that thing where when somebody does something and doesn't acknowledge it, you know, some folks just look at them and go, you're welcome. Well, that is a way of being. But what's important is to be able to be acknowledged, to be in balance with it, to feel good about it, and to walk away with that feeling of, wow, I've been acknowledged. That was pretty cool. You know, that person took their time to thank me. And sometimes, you know, those thank yous come few and far between. Sometimes it's just assumed that we will help. It's just assumed that we're doing something because it's our job or because it's, you know, just what we do. You know, when you get the person who is always there for everybody, sometimes the thanks gets lost in the shuffle because it's just what they, well, they always go out of their way. Why should I thank them? Because it's the right thing to do. Well, it's what I always do, so I don't need to be thanked. Oh my gosh. Is there just a more dysfunctional phrase than that? I don't need to be thanked. It's just what I do. Yes, you do. You do need to be thanked. I am not concerned whether or not it's something that you do every day. It's what you do. Maybe it's what you're paid for. When I see a police officer, I thank them for their service to the community. Are they getting paid for it? Yes, they are. Is it their job? Yes, it is. Did they choose that job? Yes, they did. So, you know, when you get people, you get folks who volunteer all the time, and yes, I know a few of those, who are the first ones, the phrase that I was told, it's called helium hand. And as soon as, okay, we need somebody to, and the hand goes up. Just because you give a lot of yourself, and that's kind of how it goes, does not mean that you don't deserve to be thanked for it. See, after a while, sometimes we start to just get into a pattern. And maybe a part of that pattern is not expecting acknowledgement, not treating each thing you do as a cool thing. It is a cool thing, and you should be thanked for it. You should be acknowledged. You know, all the little behind-the-scenes folks that make sure that things happen, that is an important thing to acknowledge, and it is an important thing to be acknowledged for. Because after a while, you get kind of tired. And sometimes when something goes along and you don't get acknowledged, it kind of takes a little bit of the joy out of it. It's like, well, you shouldn't do things because you're expecting thanks. It's like, you know what? Maybe not expecting it, but it'd be nice. Think of how many times somebody gives you a heartfelt thank you. And if you're not getting them very often, you need to say something. You need to let folks know, you know what? It would be really great if, you know, I could receive a thank you. It teaches our young people to be polite. It shows our elders that, you know, they're appreciated. You know, if something happens and, you know, an elder is, you know, doing something, it's like you make sure those kids say thank you. And you don't let them say, well, it was nothing. That is one of the most disappointing phrases to me when somebody has done something. Oh, it was nothing. Well, guess what? It was something to me. And it meant a lot. So make sure that through the process of your thanksgiving, that you're also thanks receiving. So for all of you who have been in the kitchen since this morning, thank you. For all of you who get up and help pick up the dishes and take them in and wash them and put them away, thank you. For those of you who are keeping the kids occupied while all that other stuff can go on, thank you. For the kids who are being patient and are over at the little table, you know, reasonably behaving themselves, thank you. For my beloved family, especially my sons, who are the two most important pieces of my universe, thank you. And for all those who help me, assist me, support me, encourage me, provoke me, and otherwise help me to be the person that I am, thank you. And especially to my dear friend and chosen sister, producer Kina, who is always there with a smile and an encouragement and support, and who has one of the worst cases of helium hand that I've ever seen, but I adore her anyway. Thank you. So, we will be back next week, next Thursday at the same time. My thanks to all of you. Blessings to each and every one of you. May you have all of your actions acknowledged, and may you be able to move through this world in a nice, happy, balanced way. And if you're going out shopping, go forth, enjoy it, except that it's going to take forever. Take a Walkman. So this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care, and happy Thanksgiving to you all.